Talk to me no matter what you feel. Hi, my name is Scott Anderson, and once again, you've managed to reach my podcast. Not that you were trying, probably accidentally came across this and wondered why a crazy person has a picture of somebody from many years ago in a polyester suit. That is, by the way, the picture on my podcast is me. In high school, as a high school senior. And yes, that is a polyester suit from many years ago. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. We're heading into the brave new world. I finally got my Unistellar connected telescope, which I've been waiting for a long time. And so now I charged it up last night, so it's now fully charged. So I'm going to, next clear night, and looks like tonight will be a clear night outside, I'm going to go see what I can see and possibly take some pictures of maybe the moon. I don't know. It depends upon what's up. I think we're heading close to a full moon, so the moon might be up enough that I can get a couple good pictures of it. We'll see. Anyway, if I do, I'm going to share them on my blog, and I'll post a link in the podcast as well to those pictures. I might even, you know, put them on either Facebook or Instagram or something else. This is week two of using the Microsoft Studio headset. Again, I'm very impressed. The noise canceling is awesome. It gives me better feedback, and the microphone quality is incredible. So I'm getting better sound quality. I'm getting overall better throughput on the podcast, and it's pretty good. I'm impressed. I have to say. You know, I love the Microsoft Studio line of computers. They're amazing. The ability to simply tip your computer face forward and stand up and draw is a lot more natural feeling than, you know, drawing at an angle when you're sitting in front of a screen. So if you're sitting in front of your laptop and you want to draw on the screen, that's not as natural as the laptop laying in your hands like a tablet does. So It's incredibly a useful computer. So let's see, I talked about Unistellar. I talked about the studio headset for week two. The other thing I'm looking at and ultimately trying to figure out is, you know, what do I want to do with some of the things that I've slowly but surely culled? I've culled quite a bit out of the basement, but there's still some stuff that we kept from our boat when we sold our boat. One of the things that, you know, we're trying to do is make less and less of an impact on the environment. And I realized that having a boat with two massive motors pumping gasoline out and fumes out and just chewing up the environment, that was not a good way to try to be a better environmental or a better steward of the planet around me. So we sold the boat. And we're looking at alternative ways to solve some of the impact problems that we create. You know, our family is the we I'm talking about. I'm really looking at the 5% reduction that the United States and other nations have set up and agreed to as part of the Paris Accord. And so I've kind of set my own personal goal of reducing my carbon output by 5%. So the first 3% was moving to solar power. The next probably 4 or 5% will be twofold. One will be moving to a smaller house. The smaller your house, the less carbon you output. And then the other will be purchasing an electric vehicle. And that'll get me to 7% personal reduction, which beats the 5%. It's important because net zero leaves us where we are. Net minus one takes us to where we were. And I think at this point, everybody agrees that from a climate change and overall perspective of the environment, we want to go back to where we were, not stay where we are. Stay where we are is a lot more violent hurricanes, a lot more violent superstorms, a lot more violent tornadoes. We don't want that. We want to go back. And so, you know, we want to be a climate minus one, not net zero. Net zero is a great goal to get us as a nation and other places by 2035. But getting to net minus one, net minus two, net minus three is a much more efficient model to get us back to where we started in terms of the impact on the environment. So overall, you know, that's kind of what I'm thinking about, what I'm doing, what I'm working on as far as the environment. And then the last thing, and I mentioned the units dollar, the environment, and my personal goal of 5% reduction. I'm to 60% there, and I need to continue. And then I talked a little bit about the Surface Studio. And so the last thing, kind of the last topic for today's conversation, is the sheer joy of podcasts. I have been listening to a number of podcasts. For me, you know, they're in a variety of topic areas and a variety of consideration areas, but I've listened to a bunch of them, and I've come up with a list of some of my favorites. For example, I'm at Indiana University basketball and football fan. I love the Assembly Call radio program. I love Podcasts on the Brink. Both of those are excellent IU-focused podcasts. If you're an IU grad, great podcast to listen to about IU basketball. Something that I'm passionate about and have been passionate about for many years. I love the Lex Friedman podcast. I don't always agree with his guests, and I don't always agree with Lex, but I love the fact that in that long format conversation, you know, he brings up a lot of issues and topics and really shares a lot of incredibly interesting information that I find valuable, and I really enjoy it. You don't have to agree with somebody to listen to their podcast. It's important. You need to be able to understand and look at both sides of every issue. The other thing that I'm really enjoying is things you missed in history class. Couldn't remember the name for a second there. As well as Ridiculous Historians and Things They Don't Want You to Know. All three of those are out of the iHeartRadio system. And an excellent podcast, all three. It's fun for me because I'm learning and I'm trying to improve my own podcast. And based on that, you know, I'm working on things to make it better. So I listen to other podcasts. And I'll simply end with next week is the big unveil. I will announce my sponsor, and we will go from there. I want to thank you very much. This is Scott Anderson. You've reached my podcast.